Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is the
General Zone.
The General Zone. Yeah. Don't worry about it if we're just sounding all kinds of shy and shit. This is our first podcast.
Yeah.
Today we decided we're gonna go over the multicolor section of the Ravnica pre-release. Well, not pre-release. The spoilers from MTGSalvation.com. They're actually pretty accurate with theirs, don't you agree, Jerry?
Yeah.
Alright. Today, we're going to start with Abrupt Decay. It's a green and a black and a green, instant, and it can't be countered by spells or abilities, which is pretty awesome, you know, for a 2-drop. Destroy target nominally permanent with converted mana cost of 3 or less. Delver hate much?
Yeah.
But in EDH format, it would be more, we hate the Githkin shenanigans.
Yes.
Moving on, we got the Archon of whatever, it's the 7-drop Archon with flying that detains 2 non-land permanents your opponent controls for a 4/5. That's pretty much speaks to me Azurius control.
Yeah.
In either standard or EDH. In EDH, I mean, good God, dude, that's a 4/5 flying with 7. You have any idea how many bombs? God, that's like almost a nuke. Play my big dude, tat down your flyers, have a nice day.
Yes, but the problem, he'd be the biggest target on the board.
Well, I mean, that's actually pretty true. That's pretty true. He could be a major target, but also he could be a master in disguise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Augur Spree. 1 black and a red. Rakdos, one of my personal favorite guilds. It's an instant. Target creature gets +4/-4 until the end of turn. Almost like a red-black dissipate.
Yeah.
Not red-black dissipate. Red-black dismember. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of like it. I mean, it's more standardish than Commander, but, I mean, it's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could think, if your metagame at your shop is mostly weenie decks, like goblins and shit, I guess you could throw that in there.
Yeah. It would sure shut down Grinko.
Yeah, we'd shut down Grinko in a heartbeat. Azurius Charm. Instant, choose one. Creatures you control. Oh, I forgot. It's a blue and a white. I'm sorry. Choose one. Creatures you control gain lifelink until the end of turn, or draw a card, or put target attacking or blocking creature on top of its owner's library. That is pretty badass for a charm.
Yes.
I mean, you choose one, and it's all pluses. I mean, you either replace the card, you give a creature lifelink while you're swinging, or you pretty much say, fuck your fucking attacker.
Or blocker.
Or blocker. It's either you're not attacking me or I'm not, or you're not getting through. Just give it up. Call the Conclave is a green-white sorcery that puts a 3/3 green Centaur creature token onto the battlefield. If y'all like running Celestine and you like running tokens, there's a card for you.
And it's also drew by one of my favorite artists.
Therese Nielsen. That man, this dude never shuts up about Therese Nielsen.
Or Ron Spencer, her brother.
Like I said, he never shuts up about Therese Nielsen. Alright, another Rakdos card. Carnival Hellsteed. It's a 4 black and a red. First strike haste, 5/4 with Unleash. And for those of you who does not know what Unleash does, it's whenever a creature enters the battlefield, you can have the creature enter the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter on it. And then it can't block as long as it has that +1/+1 counter on it. But if you're going to pay 6 for a first strike with haste, do you really care if it blocks? I mean, seriously. No one's going to care. It's coming into your fucking dome. You know what I'm saying? It's a 5/4. It turns into a 6/5 going into your dome.
You know how hard that is to
strap
take it?
That thing up with a Rancor and just go to town, man. And EDH, that would be freaking stupid.
Yes.
Can you imagine that as a freaking 6-drop? Oh my god.
I predict you'll see more play in EDH than...
It could see play in either way, man. It could, I mean, but we'll get more into that later. All right, the next card is Scimitar Healer. One, a green and a white. You pretty much enter the battlefield, you gain 3 life for a 3-3. I don't think that's half bad for standard.
Nah.
I mean, EDH is a lot more better options, but I mean, in standard, I guess he's okay.
Yeah.
Chemist's Trick. All right, this is an Izzet card. I'm going to let you take care of this one, Jared.
Okay. It's an instant for a blue and a red. Target creature you could don't control gets -2/-0 to end of turn. Attacks this turn if able. You overload for 3 and 1 red and 1 blue. If you don't know what overload does, you basically pay that cost and it replaces the text of each.
Target
with each. Basically, instead of targeting one creature, you're hitting all their creatures.
Alright, the next up is Collective Blessing, Selesnya. Another good Selesnya card. It's 3/2 green and a white enchantment. Creatures you control get +3/+3. Can anybody say Holy Day on crap?
Yeah.
For 6. I mean, creatures you control get +3/+3. I mean, token decks in Selesnya, regardless if you're in standard or EDH, you're going to run that fucking card. It doesn't matter. If you don't run that card, you need some help. And I mean big time. Alright. The next one is another Selesnya card. Good God, man. They're just like all kinds of promoting Selesnya.
Yeah.
Common Bond. 1 green and white. Instant. Basically, you get to put a +1/+1 counter on target creature, and then you get to do it again.
Not as good as the old card.
But it's for 3.
Yeah, the old card was like for 2, I think.
But it's just as good. I mean, you get the job done.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, they can't make it as quick as they used to because they're trying to slow down the format.
Yeah.
In EDH, there's like a ton of better options, but I guess in standard, it's okay. Corpse Jack Menace, one of my personal favorite cards. 2, a black and a green. It's from the Golgari clan. It's a fungus for a 4/4. It says, if one or more +1/+1 counters would be placed on a creature you control, put twice that many on it, on the creature. It's basically the doubling of the, it's doubling season for the +1/+1 counters.
Yeah, which doubling season did that too anyways.
Well, I'm saying, it's like it's taking the +1/+1 counter ability of doubling season, putting it on a 4/4 beat stick. I mean, who wouldn't like that in Golgari? Knowing that you got salvage.
True.
Counterflux. This is another Izzet card. I'm going to let Jerry take this one. He's the Izzet guy around here if y'all haven't figured that out yet.
Counterflux. It's an instant. 2 blue and a red. Counterflux can't be targeted by spells. Can't be countered by spells or abilities. Counter target spell you don't control. Overload. For 1 more.
For 1 colorless, you get an overload. Oh my fucking God, man. They're overpowering Izzet this time, you guys.
It's like, okay, I'm doing this. Split second.
It's like saying, it stops replicate. If you're used to the modern format, that is going to be your anti-replicate card right there.
And it basically just says, clear the stack. You ain't doing anything.
It's like, if you play Yu-Gi-Oh, it's the solemn judgment for Izzet. If you play Izzet, you get that card. And get it while it's cheap. Because, I mean, that card is going to shoot up in price. It's like dissipate on crack, man. Come on.
Yes.
It's like, no, it's better yet, it's cancel on crack. Come on now.
Clear the stack. That's all you need to say.
All right. Courser's Accord. 4 to green and a white is a sorcery. Put a 3/3 Scimitar creature token on the battlefield, then populate. Wouldn't you be better off playing the other one?
Yeah.
But I guess the populate ability would be really good in EDH and if you're running tokens. My favorite card of the Azorius Guild is up next, ladies and gentlemen. Detention Sphere. Yes, they have a card called Detention Sphere. I used to get in detention all the time in high school, so I should know. It's 1 white and a blue, and it's an enchantment. When the detention sphere enters the battlefield, you may exile target non-land permanent, not named detention sphere, and all other permanents on this with the same name as that permanent. When it leaves the battlefield, you return the exile cards to the battlefield under your opponent's control. Under the owner's control, excuse me. So it's like...
just an O-ring.
It's a multi-targetable O-ring.
But not...
but it's for one creature. I mean, that's like Delver hate right there.
Yeah.
It's like, your opponent has like three Delvers. No, they all get removed from play until you get rid of this. Oh, I'm sorry, you're running blue-white. You can't get rid of it. Unless you run, what was that one? I know there's like a blue-white, a white instant. Well, oh, never mind. I'm sorry, blue-white Delver. You're losing that, aren't you? If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a hater of blue-white Delver.
Why? It's an easy win.
You, sir. I'm glad you play EDH, because if you would have played standard against blue-white Delver, you'd get pissed as much as I do. Alright, Dramatic Rescue. It's a white-blue. Instant. Return target creature to his owner's hand and you gain 2 life. It's an unsummon with a life gain. You can't go wrong with that.
Nope.
I don't care who you are. You can't go wrong with that. That's going to be really good in limited. And really good at the pre-release. I mean, that card's going to get stupid.
Dreadbore.
My favorite Rakdos card. Sorcery. It's a red, black and a red, understand this, and it's a sorcery. It's 2. Destroy target creature or planeswalker. They have finally made a card, besides a creature, that attacks a planeswalker, that kills the planeswalker. Not exiles it until you destroy the O-ring, kills it. No more planeswalker. Thank you very much. Rakdos, you are awesome. Dreg Mangler is the next card. 1 black and a green. Haste for a 3/3 with scavenge that is 3 black and a green. And if you don't know what scavenge does, it says exile this card from your graveyard, put a number of +1/+1 counters equal to this card's power to target creature. Scavenge only as a sorcery. That's the only time I have a problem with scavenge, that you can only do it on your turn. But, if you have a card like, I don't know, Corpse Jack Menace in play, they get huge. And they get stupid quick.
Next up, one of my favorite cards from this set. Epic Experiment. It's a red and a blue for and X. Sorcery. Exile the top X cards of your library. For each instant or sorcery with converted mana cost X or less among them, you may cast that card without paying its mana cost. Then put all cards exiled this way that weren't cast into your graveyard. Can you say Genesis Wave for sorceries and instants?
Wow. That's a nice Genesis Wave for Is It. Wow. Can you imagine like doing that in an EDH game and then run into like Time Stop or something? Oh my god, if it wasn't banned.
Oh my god, could you see doing that with classic Neov? With all the draw spells you can play in EDH.
Well, you would know about that, wouldn't you? You do run the classic Neov as a general. Oh, here's another Is It card.
Essence Backlash. A red and a blue and 2. Instant. Counter target creature spell. Essence Backlash deals damage equal to that spell's power to its controller.
That's not bad. It's not exactly rewind, but I mean, you get to counter a creature and then deal that damage to their power. It's like a counter spell, and then if I was to take that damage, no, you take it.
Also, if I'm reading this right, that if you do it on a general, that still counts as
general. Hold on, let's read it now. No, it's Essence Backlash that deals the damage. So if you're playing EDH, don't get it twisted. Essence Backlash, if they play the general and you counter it, the general does not deal the damage. It's the spell itself that deals the damage.
Okay.
All right. fall.
So, my fault. I read that wrong.
It's all right, man. It's all right. We can't help that you're mentally retarded sometimes. I said sometimes. Calm down. Don't get emotionally compromised. Fall of the gravel. Three, a white and a blue. Instant. Counter target spell, you gain 5 life. That is Azorius Gold right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is an uncommon that is going to be stupid in an Azorius control deck in EDH.
I bet you that's going to be the $5 uncommon for the set.
I think Dredge Mangler might make the $5. I think it might be the awesome Dissipate they came out with too, the one with the X.
Yeah.
That might be your $5 uncommon actually. Oh, here comes another Izzet card.
Goblin Electromancer. Creature, Goblin Wizard. Instants and sorcery spells you cast cost 1 less to cast, okay?
That just turned Essex Backlash into a Dissipate with a Hellacious... No, excuse me, not Dissipate. It turned it into a Cancel with a Hellacious Backfire for your opponent.
Yes. And plus... what was that one blue card that did it for artifacts?
I think that one's cycling out, bro.
Ah.
But I mean, it also, if you're running an EDH, it turns Rewind into a Dissipate that untaps 4 lands.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome. If you're playing Izzet EDH or a Grixis EDH or anything dealing with blue red, you get that card.
We'll have our first EDH look here later.
All right. Now we have Grisly Savage. It's black and a green. Instant. Reveal the top 5 cards of your library. You may put a creature or a land card from among them into your hand and put the rest into your graveyard. I guess you could say that's a very, very badass tutor.
Yes.
Or more of a... It's like a ponder, but... I mean, you lose a lot of stuff. But I guess in Golgari, you don't really care about what you put into the graveyard when it's coming to creatures. I think you're mostly going to be looking for land at that and on turn 2.
Here's an iffy.
Havoc Festival. Rakdos for the win. Enchantment. It's a 4-cost. It's a 6-cost, 4-colorless, a black and a red. Players can't gain life. You know what? I love it when players can't gain life. Because that says, I'm going to kill you faster.
But here's the downside.
At the beginning of each player's upkeep, that player loses half his or her life rounded up. If you're playing red-black, you don't give a fuck. But if you're playing everything else, you're going to give a damn.
Keep a counter in hand.
If you're playing blue, if they play that, you might want to keep a counter in hand. Because you're going down to at least 20. If you're playing EDH, you're going to 20. If not less, and if you're playing standard, and if you're playing that card, you need some help. Hellhole Flailer. 1 black and a red. Unleash. For 2, a black and a red, you can sacrifice him. He deals damage equal to his power to target player, and he's a 3-2. I don't think that's half bad.
Nah.
Because you can just unleash him and then pay the 4. After you attack and say, okay, you take 8? On turn 4, that's not half bad.
Mm-mm.
Selesnya, you get more support with Heroes Reunion with a green-white instant. Target player gains 7 life. That's not half bad for a green-white.
Nah.
Hussar Patrol, Azorius. It's 2, a white and a blue. Creature, Human Knight, Flash. If you don't know what Flash is, you can pretty much play it anytime you can play it instant. And he has Vigilance, and he's a 2-4. Not bad for a 4-drop.
Ah, one of...
Here's another one of his favorite cards right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hypersonic Dragon. It's a 3, colorless, a red, and a blue. It's a creature dragon. It's a 4-4, flying haste. You may cast sorcery spells as though they had flash.
In other words, sorceries become instants.
Yes.
That is going to be dumb in standard. If you're playing Izzet control or Grixis control, oh my god. Oh, he's going to be stupid in Super Friends. Can you imagine the crazy stuff you can pull in Super Friends with this guy? All right. Our first legendary creature, Hesperia Supreme Judge, 2/2 white and 2 blue, is a Sphinxy. Sphinx, you know. I like to say call them Sphinxies because sometimes they're cute. Flying, whenever a creature attacks you or a planeswalker you control, you may draw a card. And it's a 6/4. That's a very high chance possibility of being a very good EDH general.
Yes.
Especially in Azurius, where you don't get to draw that much. I'm joking. You got blue. You draw.
If not, you're getting bitch whacked.
All right, here we go, Mr. Is It Guy.
Is It Charm. It's a red and a blue. You choose one. It's an instant. Counter target non-creature spell unless its controller pays 2. Is It Charm deals 2 damage to target creature or draw 2 cards, then discard 2 cards.
9 times out of 10, you're wanting to do the draw 2 then discard 2 if you're running that.
The counter's nice when they tap out.
Yeah, it's basically like it's a partial mana leak, a partial incinerate, and then it's if I remember correctly, I believe it's I can't remember it. If y'all can remember the red sorcery that came from Innistrad that says draw 2, discard 2.
We'll get to it in a few minutes.
Just post it on our Facebook.
Hang on. Is It Stratocaster?
The next card is It Stratocaster, ladies and gentlemen.
Creature, human wizard, has flash. Is It Stratocaster deals 1 damage to target creature and each other creature with the same name as that creature. It's a 0/3.
In other words, your delvers are fucked, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't see that card in EDH.
Well, you never know. I mean, it could kill a bunch of tokens before you can pump them.
Yeah. But other than that,
it's relatively useless. I mean, it's going to be really, really good in standard, but in EDH, it ain't going to do much.
If you haven't figured out our main focus of this...
Our main focus of this podcast is to talk about EDH, but we decided that we would do the Ravnica release to give y'all an EDH idea of how they're going to play out in EDH. Now, Jaradgogori Lichlord is so far from this list my favorite legendary creature. He's 2 black, 2 green, legendary creature, elf zombie. Gotta have them elf zombies in Golgari now. You gotta have them. Jaradgogori Lichlord gets +1/+1 for each creature card in your graveyard. You can pay 1 a black and a green, sacrifice another creature. Each opponent loses life equal to that sacrificed creature's power. Yeah. That's kind of badass. Considering you got scavenge going on in Golgari. You can sacrifice a swamp and a forest to return Jared from your graveyard to your hand. And he's a 2/2. I say really good general, and he's going to be really, really good in standard.
Desperate Ravens is what we were trying to think of earlier.
It's not as Desperate Ravens. I know it ain't that. Because it's a red flashback, not a blue.
Well, that's still basically what...
No, because that's draw 2 cards, discard 1 at random.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's basically like a...
It's almost like a Desperate Ravens, but not really. How about that? Jarad's Order. 2 a black and a green. Sorcery. You pretty much search your life. It's a tutor for 2 creatures. You reveal them. You can put 1 into your hand and the other into your graveyard. Really, really good in EDH. That's another tutor for stupid stuff that gets scavenged and do stupid stuff in the graveyard. And I mean, in standard, you can go get, you know, even stupider stuff. Alright. Next up is Korozda Guildmage. It's a black and a green elf shaman. 1 black, green. It's a 2/2. Sorry about that. 1 black and a green. Target creature gets +1/+1 and gains intimidate until the end of turn. Which, it's all that ability's alright. I guess if you need the extra pump, go for it. It's also 2 black and a green. Sacrifice a non-token creature and put X11 green sapling creature tokens onto the battlefield, where X is that sacrificed creature's toughness. That's actually going to be pretty good in the EDH going on. You know what I'm saying? You sacrifice one of your big green dudes or big black dudes with a big butt, and then you say, hey, I get all these sapling tokens. And then I get to do whatever I want with them. Lolith Troll. Black and a green trample. Zombie troll. For all those trolls out there, yeah, he's a zombie troll. Trample. Discard a creature card. Put a +1/+1 counter on Lolith Troll. You can also tap a black to regenerate him for a 2/1. He's pretty stupid, considering he's going to be the one putting your salvage creature fodder into the graveyard. He's going to be a really good tech. Voxstone Smiter. Elephant Soldier, 1 and green and a white. He can't be countered if a spell and ability an opponent controls causes you to discard him. He enters into the battlefield instead of putting it into the graveyard. He's pretty much got sort of kind of a madness thing for free. And he's a 4/4. I mean, it's going to be really, really good. Especially if you're running into the hand control matchup. Leia Sky Knight. It's 1 white and a blue flying. When Leia Sky Knight enters the battlefield, detain target non-land permanent and opponent controls. Now, if you don't know what... If we forgot to tell you about what detain does, or you just now listening in, until your next turn, that permanent can't attack or block, and its activated abilities can't be activated. It's a 3/1 with flying. That's actually going to be pretty good. I mean, it's not going to be good in the EDH stance, but it's going to be good for the standard stance point of view. Another Izzet card, and our co-host finally decided to join back with us.
Sorry, had something to take care of. Mercurial Chemister. Creature, human wizard. Cost 1 red, 1 blue, and 3. 2/3. Drop for 1 blue, tap, draw 2 cards. For 1 red, tap, drop, discard a card. Mercurial Chemister deals damage to target creature equals to the discarded card's converted mana cost.
Can you say Rakdos plus Izzet equals Grixis and Chemister is going to be stupid if you decide to go that route?
To give y'all an idea what combo's good with that, Eldrazi.
Also, Mind Over Matter wouldn't be a bad idea either. Just saying, if you're running in Izzet EDH, might want to, if you have Mind Over Matter, might want to slide one in there. New Prov Guildmage. A white and a blue. White and a blue, target creature gains flying until the end of turn. That's actually pretty good for a low drop. 3 white and a blue, detain target non-life permanent opponent controls. And you don't have to tap for these abilities, which makes it really, really good. Each turn, if you have the mana to spend, you can detain a permanent during your opponent's turn. That is going to be ridiculous! Alright, here comes another Izzet spoiler!
Nivix Guildmage. Cost is a 1 blue, 1 red. 1 for 1 red, 1 blue, and 1. Draw a card and discard a card. For 2, 1 blue and 1 red. Copy target instant and sorcery spell you control. You may choose new targets for the copy.
Can anybody say almost the Echo Mage?
Can you say... we'll get to our idea on talking about these up next.
Alright, hold on now. We got the big boss coming. Big boss! Big boss!
Niv-Mizzet, Draco Genius. If y'all are familiar with the original Niv-Mizzet, he costs the same. 2 red, 2 blue, and 2. But his abilities have been reversed. Oh, and he also gained an upgrade.
He's also now a 5/5, but also you don't have to tap for his ability. The only thing you have to do is play a blue and a red to deal 1 damage to target creature or player.
And you draw a card when you do.
And when you deal damage to, and when he deals damage to a player, you draw a card. So basically, putting the whole old school combo of what was that? The one drop enchantment says draw whenever you deal damage, draw a card or something like that.
Curiosity.
curiosity combo still works because the damage still works. Like, if you know the combo, it still works like that.
But instead of drawing one, you're drawing two.
So basically, you're drawing two. So basically, only thing you have to do is basically somehow... Well, actually, it wouldn't work like that anymore because he doesn't draw a card and deal damage. He has to deal damage and draw a card.
Right, exactly, but he... Curiosity, when he deals damage, you draw a card.
Yeah, but also, he doesn't... What I'm saying is, you still have to pay the mana to deal the damage.
Yes.
So the only thing you would be doing is drawing two cards.
Yeah.
Wizards, why did you fuck up the Mizzet?
But thanks for the upgrade.
But thanks for the 5/5. Thanks you for the 5/5 of flying. That can deal damage to a creature or player and draw you a card. Thank you. Rakdos Charm. This is probably going to be my guild during the pre-release. Because I like Rakdos. They're pretty awesome. And the Rakdos Charm just proves it. It's a black and a red instant. Choose one. Exile all cards from target player's graveyard. Fist bump. Or destroy target artifact or each target artifact. Fist bump. Or each creature deals one damage to its controller. So if you are running red-black, you probably want to run the Rakdos Charm because it has a lot of different versatilities.
Can you say instant death to a token deck?
Pretty much. It's what it's saying. You can either kill all the tokens, destroy an artifact that's causing you trouble, like, I don't know, maybe Pithy Needle?
Yeah.
Or somebody's soul ring, or some stupid shit that's pissing you off.
But you know the rule, though, about multiplayer EDHs.
Don't piss the other people off. That's basically what you don't want to do.
Don't destroy a soul ring.
Because that just starts hell, and you don't want to do that. Me and my friend here, Jerry, we have played EDH since it began. And basically, if you fuck with somebody's soul ring... It always ends bad for the person who does it. We were in this one...
Gigantic.
It was like an 8-man pod?
About 13.
Oh, 13-man pod. Yeah, that's right. I remember the 8-man pod. That was pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
Well, in the 13-man pod, dude, it was just crazy. This dude was like, I will revoke existence your soul ring. To my partner, who is running a Sliver EDH... You don't piss off a Sliver EDH.
What made it so funny is everybody stopped attacking me.
And they diverted their attention to the dumbass who decided to revoke existence, a soul ring.
There's an old rule. The first person that destroys a soul ring is usually the first person to...
to get their asses kicked out the pod. Alright. Another Rakdos card. This is actually a pretty good one. It's a 5-drop 3/3 with lifelink and haste. Rakdos Rage Mutt. You know, I hope it looks like my dog, because that would be pretty freaking awesome.
Your dog wouldn't hurt anybody.
Here comes another boss! This is my boss. He is awesome. You will bow down to his superiority. Rakdos Lord of Riots. 2 black, 2 red. Legendary creature demon. You can't cast Rakdos Lord of Riots unless an opponent lost life this turn. That means damage, no matter what. If you dealt damage to him, you can cast him. He has flying and trample. Now here's the beautiful thing about Rakdos. Creature spells you cast cost 1 less to cast for each 1 life your opponent have lost this turn. Which means... And I repeat, which means... If you were to swing with Rakdos, which is a 6/6, you can pretty much cast any creature in your hand minus the color cost. It basically takes everything down. I mean, the Carnival Hellsteed turns into a 2-drop for crying out loud. I mean, if he hits board, it's going to get devastating. Alright, the next card. Rakdos' Return. It's a sorcery. It's X black and a red. Rakdos Return deals X damage to target opponent. That player discards X cards. That plus Rakdos Lord of Riots says insta summon anything you freaking feel like.
Yes. But on to Rakdos, Lord of Reliance. You'd better be trying to hold back hate.
Yeah, keep, just hate on the Rakdos. Maybe we should start hating on Izzet, huh?
No, I was just saying, with that ability, you might want to just hold back hate. You don't want to play Super Gamer early in the game.
Yeah, you don't want to play him early. You want to wait until the late game. And then once your opponent's exhausted every possibility of you stopping this, then you just drop him and say, you win now, pretty much. Is what you're saying is you win now.
Or you could summon him early game and draw all the hate to yourself, but...
Yeah, but that would be kind of stupid. Alright, Righteous Authority. And Azurius Aurora. We knew this was coming. 3 white and a blue. Enchantment Aurora, enchanted creature. Enchanted creature gets +1/+1 for each card in its controller's hand. At the beginning of the drop step of the enchanted creature's controller... at the beginning of the draw step of the enchanted creature's controller, that player draws an additional card. Wow.
Mm.
It's going to be stupid. It's like, finally, Azorius gets something close to Phyrexian Arena, if not better than Phyrexian Arena.
What's going to be funny, though, is if somebody redirects that to one of their own creatures.
Yeah, that would be kind of stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I hope you know he's talking about himself, because he will do it. Alright, Risen Sanctuary. 5 white and a... green and a white. Creature in Elemental Vigilance with an 8-8. 7 drop, 8-8 with Vigilance. Selesnya, you're getting a major power boost.
At least Selesnya ain't just focused on tokens this time.
Yeah, actually they kind of spread it out between the two.
Yeah.
Rites of Reaping. 4 black and a green. Sorcery. Target creature gets +3/+3 till the end of turn, and another target creature gets -3/-3 till the end of turn. What the fuck? I mean, 6? For 6? I mean, for 2, I can go to Grasp of Darkness and still get the same results.
But in EDH, I see that.
In Golgari, I don't really think so. I mean, you can run Overrun and have a better effect than that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can see it in EDH.
I mean, if you're going for the multicolor style, yeah, I can see that. But I mean, besides that, I don't really see how it's good. I don't. Roxy Mighty Guildmage. Rick's Mighty Guildmage. Black and a red. Creature Human Shaman. For a black and a red, target blocking creature gets -1/-1 till the end of turn. And another black and you can play, that's one ability. Then the second ability is black and a red, target player who lost life this turn loses 1 life. Huh.
Not bad for an uncommon.
Not bad for an uncommon, that's
he
a 2-2.
He might reach the $5 mark if they're, if your metagame's a lot of...
If your metagame, it's according to what it's like in your store, if you're seeing a bunch of tokens, yeah, run this guy. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, is that it?
That would be nice with the big boss for that guild.
Yeah. Rakdos plus that guy, yeah. Just get that extra damage in so you can bust out a big dude. Search Warrant. Blue and a white. Sorcery. Target player reveals his or her hand. You gain life equal to the number of cards in that player's hand. So not only do you get to look at this dude's hand... This poor set, you also gain life equal to the number of cards in that hand. On second turn, if you play that, you are good.
I'd like to see that combined with Ivory Tower.
Yeah, I can see that combined with Ivory Tower. That wouldn't be half bad. Selesnya Charm. Green and a white. Instant. Choose one. Target creature gets +2/+2 and gains trample to the end of turn. Or exile target creature with power 5 or greater. Or put a 2/2 white knight creature token with vigilance onto the battlefield. I have to say, that's a pretty well-rounded charm.
Yeah.
I mean, you get your +2/+2 with trample, that's the green. Or you can exile target creature with power 5 or greater, there's your white. Or you can put a 2/2 white knight creature token with vigilance onto the battlefield. I mean, you can main deck that in standard and still find use for it no matter what.
Yeah.
Skullrend. Another Rakdos card. Three black and a red sorcery. Skullrend deals 2 damage to each opponent. Those players each discard 2 cards at random.
Good EDH.
Really good at the EDH format. Oh my god. Deals 2 damage to each opponent and then they discard 2 cards at random?
Think about it if we got a 16-man pod going on. Like we had that one time.
That would be stupid. Skymark Rock. 2 white and a blue. Bird. Flying. Oh, duh, it's a freaking bird. It's gonna fly.
Unless it's a dodo bird.
Don't get me started on dodo birds. Whenever Skymark Rock attacks, you may return target creature defending player controls with toughness 2 or less to its owner's hand. That's not bad. I bounce the Delver.
I don't see much.
I mean, in EDH, it ain't going to be that great, but in Standard, it's a good sideboard card against, like, Weenie decks. And Delver decks and stuff like that. You just better hope they don't transform the Delver by the time you get to play it. Another one of my favorite cards. I love this card so much. Slaughter Games. Just by the name, you know it's going to be a devastating card. 2 black and a red. Sorcery. Slaughter Games can't be countered by spells or abilities. Name a non-land card. It's basically Memberside. It's literally Memberside. It is Cranial Extraction. Basically in EDH, if you know something that's a threat in their deck, like, if you know you shuffled their general into their deck, you don't go for the general. That's dumb. Yeah. I like to twist things around. But in Standard, go for the Delvers.
Yes. Also on EDH, just a little tip for you. If you play blue, there is a way around these non-counterable spells. It's called, what was that old enchantment that it returns to your hand? I forget what it is, and it's Vincer.
It's a Vincer card. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Sluice Away Scorpion. 2, but you continue. Go ahead.
Basically, the original Vincer, the wizard, not the planeswalker, you flash him in, and he can bounce target spell to their back to the hand. And then you also equip him with something that allows you to tap to bounce him.
That sounds like a pretty good counter strategy to Slaughter Games or stuff like that. Sluice Away Scorpion. 2, black and a green. It's a 4 drop for Death Touch 2/2 with a 3 scavenge. I think that would be pretty good. Especially considering Golgari's putting stuff in the graveyard all day.
And we haven't seen a good scorpion in a while.
Ain't that the truth. Alright, Spawn of the Vrix Mahdi. 3 black and a red. Woohoo! Creature Horror. Unleash!
Mm-hmm.
With a 5/3. I think that... That's alright. I mean, I could see that in EDH.
Yeah.
And I could... I mean, it's a good bomb in freaking Limited.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was going Rakdos in Draft or something, I would definitely pick that dude up.
Yes. Sphinx's Revelation.
Sphinx's Revelation is an instant that is X, white, and 2 blue. You gain X life and you draw X cards. Wizards, are you trying to make control better?
Y'all just seem to say y'all wanted to see more of an aggro base.
And now you're sitting here giving us cards like Sphinx Revelation?
Really? And Supreme Verdict?
Supreme Verdict, it's Day of Judgment. But it can't be countered. WTF, bro, what the hell? Now we get into more Izzet cards. I'm going to let Jerry take it from here.
Target creature you control gets +1/+0 until on the turn and is unblockable. Overload for 3, 1 red and 1 blue. By the way, the cost is 1 red, 1 blue anyways. You pay that. If you have the mana, pay that. Don't worry about paying the 2.
Don't even worry about it. Just pay the overload. If you run that, you're running it for the overload anyways.
Because each creature gets plus one is unblockable.
Yeah, basically all your creatures turn into an unblockable dude that is huge.
Yes. Another.
Can I do this one? This is the only one I like out of the Izzet cards.
Okay.
Thought Flare. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing an Izzet card. Be surprised. Thought Flare. 3, a blue and a red, instant. Draw 4 cards, then discard 2 cards. In EDH, that is going to be a staple.
Yes. And I'm going to be running it. We'll get to that deck in a minute. Actually, which deck you think we should go over first?
Probably go over... We'll discuss that here in a minute.
Yeah.
Treasure Find. Black and a green and a sorcery. Return target card from your graveyard to your hand. Exile Treasure Find. That, sir, is your $5 uncommon.
Yes.
There's your $5 uncommon right there. Even though it's a sorcery, it is going to be good.
Especially in Golgari or Grixis.
I mean, in Golgari, it's going to be good. In Jund, it's going to be stupid. And if you run green, black, white tokens, that is going to be a trump card. And people will not see it coming.
By the way, I might have a feeling they might put limit that or something.
They won't limit that. Why would they limit that when they don't limit Day of Judgment? That would make no sense.
True.
The closest thing we got to limiting something is when they banned Jace the Mind Sculptor. And that stupid white core bitch, I forgot her name. Stoneforge Mystic or something like that?
Yes. Now, if you can't tell, we hated that deck. It didn't take no skill.
I quit Zendikar the minute that fucking bitch came out because she just pissed me off. And then I came back right after the shit cycled out. It was kind of hilarious.
It's funny, though. When you were up there, it's like, no matter what deck you played, you'd play against like 15 different Cobblades.
It's like Cobblade. Man, if I had a fucking nickel for every Cobblade I played until I quit, I'd be a rich motherfucker. I'm not lying. It's ridiculous. Alright, next card is Threshold Troll. A black and a green. It's Defender and Reach, and it has Regenerate for 1, black and a green, and it's a 1/4. That has EDH potential.
Yes.
It's a 3 drop for a Defender and Reach with Regenerate. I say yes to an EDH deck. I would definitely put one in.
I don't see much of it in Standard, though.
I mean, I could see it sideboarded in against Entreat the Angels.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you can't block them all, I mean, it's still going to be a good sideboard against Flyers, like Delver and stuff like that, because they can't kill it.
Yeah.
Delver can't kill it. It's going to be one of those cards like, oh my, they're going to get so pissed because you get to regenerate it if they try to kill it. And it's just going to piss off the Delver players.
Now for the Selesnya.
Now it's time for the another boss.
Tristani Celestia's Voice. Legendary creature, Dryad.
Druid.
Dryad.
I was being funny.
2 green, 2 white. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you gain life equal to that creature's toughness. Here's what's going to make it. Depopulate.
Yep, that's what's going to make or break the generals, is what their abilities are. And most likely, they're all dealing with their guilds, of course. But the fact that she has populate for 1, a green and a white, and a tap, and it's a 2/5, it's going to make it really, really good, especially when you copy in a Johnny Avatar token.
Yeah. Or a...
Or you can... I mean, it's... There's so many different ways you can make that shit work. Vitsugazi Guildmage. Try saying that 5 times really, really fast.
Vitsugazi Guildmage. Vitsugazi Guildmage. Vitsugazi Guildmage. Vitsugazi Guildmage.
You've already messed up. Give it up, bro.
It's hard to say that without laughing.
It's a white and a green. 4 and a white and a green. Put a 3/3 green Scimitar creature token onto the battlefield. 2 a green and a white populate for 2/2? I'd say yes. To an EDH, I would most definitely say that. So, I mean, you can put a token into the battlefield, and then you can populate said token.
Yeah.
But this is a card that's coming up next that I have been excited about. I've heard about it. It's Urban Legend, and now I finally get to read it. Varska the Unseen. 3, black and a green. Planeswalker. Varska. Starts out with 5 loyalty. You add 1, you pretty much get a no mercy.
Yeah.
When it's coming to her. Now, if she only had a Gideon ability, that would make it stupid.
That would be funny.
Like if her plus 1 was Gideon plus no mercy, that would be stupid.
That'd be funny, copying Gideon. Destroy both of them.
No, it's just until the end of the turn, whenever a creature deals combat damage to Varska, the Unseen, destroy that creature.
Yeah.
But also, you gotta think about it like this. If you're playing like a green, black, white, they're not gonna... If you roll her up, they're gonna let that shit slide because they don't want to lose their creatures. They'll be like, uh-uh, you can keep her. She good. Then her minus 3, destroy target non-land permanent. Really, really good.
Yeah. Now this is where it gets ugly.
And this is where my favorite part. Minus 7. Put 3 woman black assassin tokens onto the battlefield. With whenever this creature deals combat damage to a player, that player loses the game.
You know they'll be blocking those.
Yeah, but I mean they're gonna block those but not block anything else coming their way though.
True.
And plus, I mean, if you use scavenge on the 1/1s and then give them trample, oh my god. And then you can also populate the tokens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right. Wayfaring Temple. 1, a green and a white. Creature elemental. Its power and toughness are equal to the number of creatures you control. And when he deals combat damage to a player, you populate. Definitely in EDH. That's EDH material right there.
Yes. Folks, I'll be right back.
That was it for the multicolored cards. Next time we talk to y'all, we're going to do the hybrids. Y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.
Weren't we going to do a...